Wish that I was there on that silent night when your tiny heart started beating for mine. Wish I could have seen the star in David's town when you turned a stable into holy ground. I'd sing along the angel song.
Noel, Noel, Jesus is alive. Emmanuel, hope is here tonight. So go and tell the world that death has died. 'Cause Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive.
God who made us all with these two little hands is bringing us his kingdom quiet as a lamb.
Oh, such amazing grace,
a divine conspiracy. This Savior in a manger changes everything. That's why we sing. You are no more. This is your final hour. Because the Son of God has not left us alone. He'll live and die and rise again, and then he'll bring us home. The old will pass away, and we will become new. This baby boy is making all sad things untrue.
Emmanuel, hope is here tonight.
So go and tell the world that death has died.
Emmanuel, Jesus is alive. Emmanuel, hope is here tonight. So go and tell the world that death has died.
Jesus is alive. What a simple sentence, but filled with such meaning, with such hope, with such purpose. What an incredible reason to celebrate. This one baby, this nativity, it changed everything. My husband and I are about to experience the birth of our first child. It will no doubt change so much for us, for our family. Yet the infant Jesus Christ changed not one family, but the whole earth. All who are and who were and ever will exist are impacted by this nativity. The baby brought with him not the hope of one or two people, but the hope for our world. This tiny child who came to bring us salvation, this Messiah whose birth was foretold for hundreds of years, this baby who was Emmanuel, God with us, This is who we celebrate this morning. He is the reason that we sing. It is of his birth, Christmas, Christ's birth, that we sing.
Sing we bell of Christmas, Noel, sing we hear. Sing our grateful praises to the babe so dear. Sing we Noel, the King is born Noel. Sing we bell of Christmas, sing we bell Noel. Sing we Noel.
Glory to God in the highest.
Incredible to feel the baby moving inside of me. I can't wait to hold it in my arms. The joy of that moment will likely surpass anything I've felt to this moment. I can't even begin to imagine what it must have been like for Mary, this normal young woman handpicked by God to go through the pain of labor, to bring into the world the one she knew would save her, would give her life everlasting. What wonder to hold God in her arms. To know that the hope of the world was resting against her chest. And she wasn't alone in her celebration and awe. Joseph, the shepherds, the angels, and later the wise men would fill their hearts and mouths with praise, with hallelujahs for this infant, at once wholly human and completely divine.
Mm-hmm. up your eyes to the light breaking through the night. Look at the sky, how it shines like a diamond. See how it glows with a brilliant radiance. Mysterious, glorious, star so bright, shine your light on the place where the Savior lays. Star so bright, shine your light on this holy night.
Blazing a trail through the dark of the wilderness, guiding our steps on the way to the manger, leading us on to the hope that is waiting. Mysterious, glorious, star so bright, shine your light.
It's hard to imagine now that this sweet little baby growing inside me may one day be a rebellious child or a defiant teenager. But while I am an angel, every once in a while I look at Chris and think, maybe I'm going to have to learn this lesson of rescuing my children from their own behavior, even when they're being ungrateful, unloving, and undeserving. This baby that we celebrate, Jesus Christ, was born specifically to save us from Satan's power. And not because we were good or worthy of being saved in any way. In fact, the opposite is true. We know that Jesus came to rescue us while we were gone astray. We weren't even heading in the right direction, but he came nonetheless. We were lost and without hope. We were rebellious and defiant, yet Jesus chose to save us despite our actions. Talk about tidings of comfort and joy. I suppose that one day I may understand this seemingly nonsensical act of loving the unlovable. Hallelujah that we have a Heavenly Father who not only understands loving the unlovable, but actively practices it. Praise God that Christ has come.
Messiah has been long foretold that unto you, now unto you,
Christ is come, that all creation sing God's own Son. Oh,
flesh now.
The buildup to the birth of your firstborn child is immense. For months, we plan and we dream and we prepare. We have gender reveal cakes and baby showers, birth announcements and baby dedication celebrations. And that's just for a normal baby. I'm sure you've seen all the hype and media that surrounds the current royal babies in England, Prince George and Princess Charlotte. Every step of the Duchess of Cambridge's pregnancies was chronicled by the paparazzi. The birth of Prince George was heralded with headlines and full-page photos. People lined the streets in an attempt to catch a glimpse. Flowers, teddy bears, balloons, and they were placed outside the hospital and the castle. There wasn't a newspaper in the world that failed to cover the news of his birth. That's what one expects for the birthday of a king. But Jesus' birth was the antithesis of what you would expect. Born in a stable, alone, and largely unnoticed. No press, no paparazzi. Foreign dignitaries didn't attend celebrations in his honor. The angels that spread the good news of his birth went to simple shepherds, not celebrities or politicians. This birthday of the king was like no other. It didn't change one life or two. It changed more than one generation and nation, and they were affected by his birth. At the birth of the Messiah, the future of the whole world was transformed, and our hope was restored. And still today, over 2,000 years later, we celebrate his birth, our Savior, Emmanuel, God with us.
Has come this Christmas night to share again in love's delight. Sweet carol song by candlelight, the world will rest in peace tonight. And for a moment in time, we bring to celebrate. day of our King.
Hi, my name's Aaron. This is my wife, Brittany. We are the Zinters, and this is our story. We just knew that after Lydia, we wanted to have another sibling for her.
About 2 years ago, at this time, we had just found out that we were, we were pregnant with our second child, but we found out that he was a boy, and we also found out that he was small, and that was about all that we knew. Once we got through the holidays, we had a pretty big doctor appointment, and he, in fact, had a heart defect called tetralogy of Fallot, which means the upper two chambers of his heart did not fuse together.
The Lord gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. And I started writing a song to this text, to this scripture, after we had found out that Max had a heart defect. God's plan was different, you know, for Max, and that's kind of unfolding as we're watching him grow.
I no longer could deliver Max in Fargo. I needed to deliver him at Mother Baby Center, Abbott Northwestern in Minneapolis. We were separated as a family about 4 days a week due to me needing to be with Max, and Aaron needed to teach, Lydia needed to be in school, and we did not know for how long that was going to last. I had to deliver an operating room, and next door was a NICU team waiting. A few days after he was born, we got our ultimate diagnosis for Max, and it was not good. In fact, it was not anything that we were expecting. His body function just is not normal in a lot of ways, and just a huge bomb dropped on our shoulders, and asked God why our little boy, why our family. God met me in Max's room. I heard a little noise and I looked up, and there was a literal glow over him. And I just heard this voice clear as a bell, "Brittany, trust me." At that moment, I had no idea what God had in store for us, but I knew I had to trust him. Little did we know that day, Max would spend 463 days at Children's Hospital in Minneapolis. And throughout that time, more surgeries than I can count, including feeding tubes, open heart surgery at 3.5 months, just so much. On July 6th, we got to bring Max home. Max requires about 22 hours a day care. And 3 days after bringing him home, our entire nursing team fell apart. We were down to two one-a-day nurses. It's hard to hold it together. It's hard to trust the Lord some days. For the most part, Max is a very happy, joyful little boy that loves life. And everybody that meets him says that he is the happiest little boy that they've ever met.
Yeah, and there are times where he's, the Lord has could have called him home on a number of occasions in his life.
More than we can count.
More than we can count. And
we kind of have a nickname for Max. He's our little Miracle Max.
Miracle Max.
And Max is still on this earth because God is not done with him. God is not done drawing people to himself because of Max. The bottom line is, whatever happens with Max, people have seen Jesus through him. You know, he's made exactly the way that God has wanted him to be made, but it's not perfect. But his purpose is to bring people to Jesus.
Yeah, I think that Max has really taught me that every life is a miracle. Oftentimes, you know, we hold things with a closed hand, and this has really taught us to open those hands and just mm-hmm. give it to the Lord. And Max has kind of taught us that in the fragility of life, it's okay. We are the Lord's.
You know, I'd like to say I feel stronger, but I don't know. I think I've been more aware of how weak I am and how much we need the Lord in our life. God has used Max several times to witness the nurses. Through all this, God has just continued to remind us that he is faithful, that we need to rely on him, that he will provide, and God has provided in so many ways, and in ways that we cannot say other than, like, this is God's hand on this.
And so, you know, it's not our will, but it's God's will that is being done. We don't need to worry. We don't need to worry at all, because we can trust the Lord.
One more time, let's give God the glory for this awesome presentation. The greatest story ever told, and this morning we've experienced glimpses of the Christmas story through music, through dance, through narration, through video. But, you know, I want to talk about a different story. I want to talk about your story. And I wonder if you know Jesus Christ as your Savior and as your Lord. I've been praying like crazy today, especially this morning, that there would be many people here who have not surrendered their life to Christ. And I know that sounds funny, but I've been praying like crazy there are people here that are not believers, that do not know Jesus. And I wonder this morning if there are people here in which God has been stirring in your heart, because that's what the Bible says happens. The Holy Spirit and God begin to stir in your heart, and He begins to draw you into a relationship. And my question is, do you know Him? Do you know Jesus beyond religion? Do you know Jesus beyond a cause, beyond a name, beyond an association? Do you know Him as your Savior? And this morning, right here in this place, I'm praying that there are people who will bow their heads in just a second and pray with me and surrender your life to Christ, because maybe today's the day. And you've heard people talk about the hope that they have in Christ and the peace that they have, and of course, eternal life. And you're thinking, I want those things. And this morning, I'm going to lead you in a prayer where we're going to ask for forgiveness of our sin. And we're going to ask Jesus to be our Savior and Lord. And if you've never done that, I encourage you to do that this morning. Would you pray with me? Father, thank you for this glorious day. Thank you for this incredible presentation. And God, we just want to say thank you for the talent. Thank you for the giftedness. But we want to say it's all your glory. We've been singing praises to your name. We've experienced your presence. And now, Father, maybe there's another miracle that needs to happen this morning. Father, I trust that there are people in this room that have never cried out to you, that have never surrendered their life to you as Lord and Savior. And I pray, Lord, that you'd be drawing them right now. If that's you in this room, just in the quietness of your heart, just pray this with me. Father, thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to this earth, Emmanuel. Thank you for sending the Savior of the world, the greatest story ever told. Father, I ask for forgiveness of my sin. I have fallen short. There is a great chasm between us because of my sin. Thank you for sending your Son, Jesus, to die on the cross for the forgiveness of my sin. Father, I ask for forgiveness. And I ask, Lord, that Jesus would come into my life. I bow my head and I surrender my life to you, to the authority of my life. I want my life to change. I desperately need you, God. I want to experience the hope in Christ, the peace in Christ, the forgiveness in Christ, and eternal life found in Christ alone. Thank you for being my Savior. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.